This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Google and Microsoft have introduced new software that will make it much harder to search for images of child abuse online. The move comes after threats by the UK government to introduce legislation if search engine providers didn't do more to stop online trafficking in child pornography. The BBC's Eric Graydon reports.
Earlier this year, British Prime Minister David Cameron threw down a challenge.
I have a very clear message for Google, Bing, Yahoo, and the rest. You have a duty to act on this, and it is a moral duty.
Google and Microsoft's Bing have acted, and their idea is pretty straightforward. There are certain words which are associated with internet searches for child pornography. Stop people looking for those words, and they shouldn't be able to see the illegal content anymore. But experts here say that the new software won't get at the root of the problem, namely the so-called dark internet, where criminals exchange images directly. Claire Lilly is the head of online safety for UK child protection organisation NSPCC.
Searches against a certain set of very specific search terms associated with child abuse imagery will return no illegal results across the world.
After its initial rollout in Britain, the new system should cover 158 other languages in the next 6 months. In London, I'm the BBC's Eric Graydon for Marketplace.